Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in our study of the book of Acts. And I want you to see something in Acts chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. It says this, "And you see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but in almost all of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a great many people, saying that gods made with hands are not gods. And there is danger not only that this trade of ours may come into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis may be counted as nothing, and that she may even be deposed from her magnificence, she whom all Asia and the world worship." These are the words of a man named Demetrius, who is outraged at Paul the Apostle because Paul has been persuading many people towards the Christian faith. It appears that maybe even Demetrius himself has heard Paul preach because he relays a pretty clear gospel message. Notice how Demetrius describes Paul's message. He says that many people have turned away. You know what that is. That's repentance. Paul was preaching a gospel that called on people to turn away from their sin, from their former life, from their former lifestyle. It was clear to Demetrius that Paul was not preaching a gospel where Jesus was an add-on to their already current life, but a complete disruptor of their life. He also says that Paul was saying that gods made with hands are not gods. In other words, Paul was defending the faith by appealing to reason. It was not reasonable for people to think that things they had created with their own hands were truly gods. And then he takes it a step further by saying that those gods, in particular Artemis, had no value at all that she could add to a life. She should be counted as nothing and worthy of no magnificence at all, no matter how many people worshiped her. So it seems that Demetrius understands exactly what Paul was calling on people to do, to turn away, to see that human means to righteousness were worthless, and that worshiping anything other than the Creator God is futile. Demetrius understood Paul's message. He just wasn't willing to give up his way of making money. But I need you to see what Demetrius saw, that the gospel demands upon your life are absolute. God is not commanding just the religious part of your life. He demands all of it. And he's calling on us to turn away from our sin and receive his son in faith. So here's the question. If Demetrius were alive today and lived in your neighborhood and overheard you sharing the gospel, could the same accusations he brought against Paul be brought against you? Would he hear from you a full-throated gospel? Or would he hear a washed-up version of Christianity Light? Let's let that be a challenge for us today. And when you pray today, please remember Pablo Munoz and his family, our missionaries in Chile. Also, remember the Yoruba Life Word broadcast in Nigeria.